My name is Mindy Woods. Today is January 23rd, 2005. I am interviewing Susie Kane here at the nursing home in Montezuma about the Great Depression.
What is your full name? Like, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Susie B. Cone should really be pronounced K-O-H-N. K-O-E-H-N. B.
Is it going to write?
No.
Here's one minute. Probably use that.
Where were you born and raised?
Oh, I was born in McPherson County. And I was 3 years old when my parents moved here to Gray County. And that was in 1915 when they moved here.
What jobs did you have when you worked when you were younger?
What I did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we lived on the farm, and we always had chores. And if you don't know what chores are, I'll explain that to you.
Do you want to tell me what the chores were?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you explain for me?
Yes. Well, they were like milking the cows. We bring the cows home for milking, and we took care of the chickens. So we got education in that line, and I liked little calves so well. We bedded them, with straw, make like a and in winter I even covered them a little bit, those little cows. Oh, that was a pleasure. They were so cute. Yes, and I helped with different work, whatever we could do, even when we were children.
How old are you today?
How old I am today? Today I'm still 92, but in February 6th, I'll be 93.
Okay.
And I want your grandma and Jerry to come to my birthday party already. But I'll let them know. I don't know today when the birthday party will be.
Okay. During the time of the Depression, how old were you?
Oh, I was about 18, 17 or 18.
Did you have a boyfriend or anything during the Depression?
If we did, what?
Did you have a boyfriend or...
In the Depression, we had no electricity. It was very...
She wants to know if you had a boyfriend.
Oh.
During the
not
Depression.
Really.
No.
In school.
Okay.
Oh, you know how children are in school. We held hands, but not serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he died. He was 17. He died after school, when he was through school.
Oh. You were living in the country, right? Like, during the Depression? You were living on your farm, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell me, Charlene?
She wanted to know if you were living on the farm during
the
Depression.
Oh, yes, we lived on
the
farm.
You always lived out there on the farm where Alvin...
Yeah, yes, where...
Okay.
Yeah, where Alvin lived.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah.
See, 3 years when I came from McPherson, I didn't know much about over there.
Yeah. What financial hardships do you remember, like money-wise?
You mean hardships?
Yeah, like with money?
Well, sometimes years we had very crop failures, you know. And I can't just say which year, but that made it hard to live for a living, especially in the 30s. Hardly nobody raised wheat, which was the main crop at that time. And my father got little seed wheat there on the west quarter. There was a draw, maybe Carleen knows that, draw, and he got his seed wheat back. Some people said, "You got your seed wheat yet?" We didn't get our seed wheat back, and it was very... Our president was Roosevelt. His name was Roosevelt at that time. And governor, his name was Governor Landon. And he came to investigate all these western countries, counties, I mean. And he said, he went to Washington, D.C. and told them there, the president and those people, "These people need desperately help here." And then they made, I don't know just what they called it, but we could make a loan in Simron by the SA office, you know, that office there, and could borrow some money so people could pay, buy some fuel, and also seed wheat again. They made provision, and they paid if we let a little piece of ground lay, I don't know how many acres, but then they gave us some money for that. That helped these people to survive, or no one could have survived in those 30s.
How did your life change? Like, during the Depression, how did your life really change?
Let's see, when it changed.
Like, how did it change?
How did it change during the Depression?
This lasted, about... it wasn't 10 years, not quite 10 years. It finally let up, and we got some moisture. We got a big snowstorm, yeah. And that was a real change. See, the ground... When the fields were worked in during the 30s, the soil got so loose, and the dust just raised up when these gales of wind came up, and these clouds, when we seen already, it looked like a cloud from a distance, kind of bluish, but it was a dust storm coming, and our soil was so loose, it just went with the dust. Mm-hmm. They said they had seen this in the southern states. It had been a little hazy already from our and to the ocean, even there. It had went that far south. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Oh, those were trying days, but the land where we had our land, where my father had his land in. Oh, what would you call it? Mortgage, I guess. And they said, "If you people will stay on your farm and not move away, we'll not take your land away." Because they say they tried to do what they could. And that helped. Our parents stayed, and we children were with them there and helped through those days, too. Okay, I guess that's enough of that question.
Do you remember the dust storms?
If I remember.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember very much. Sometimes when we had the rooms cleaned, you know how it's cleaned from that dust. It come in. We couldn't stop it from coming in. And then during the night, we got another duster. And then we have to clean it again. They had said some of our people that were the dust storms weren't present. They said we people were kind of lazy, I guess. But that wasn't it. That was a lot of hard work with those. It wasn't fit for man and beast sometimes. And even it was hard on the cars to run. And we had no electricity in those days. So it made a lot of work.
That dirt, Mindy, was real, real fine. So, in fact, out at the farm, I've still got some up in the attic. Nothing.
This is a real subject.
When the Depression hit, what did you have to do new? Like, did you have more chores to do?
Well, we helped whatever come up, you know, like...
When the Depression days...
Yeah.
Did you understand what she asked?
Well, we helped along with, then, you know, in the house, mm-hmm. like I told her already, mm-hmm. and with cooking, and... we had to make do what we could. Mm-hmm. We, our mother couldn't buy food like she would have liked to, mm-hmm. because she had to live on a budget, mm-hmm. like selling eggs and mm-hmm. cream. That mm-hmm. was the budget. Mm-hmm. And also, come on in.
Hi.
Come on in.
I just need to get.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Thank you. That's all right. Okay. I've got company here.
Mm-hmm. Good. What social activities were you involved in? Were you involved in, like, any groups?
Church.
What would you tell me again?
Were you involved in church activities or anything during the Depression?
If we had church activities? Mm-hmm. There was not much church activities. We went to church, to the church services. But that church had to be cleaned so often, too, in those days. There was not much activities.
Mm-hmm. What effect did the Depression have on you, physically and mentally?
What was the question?
How did the Depression change your life physically?
When the dust days were over, we were very happy. We got our mother died in 1943, and in 1946 we got what they called REA. That was electricity coming into the country. You know, in Montezuma they had electricity, but we in the country didn't until 1946.
Did your mother die during the Depression days?
They were just about getting over.
Okay.
Yeah, she died in 1943. Okay. She's been gone 61 years now. She died in December.
What do you remember most about the Depression?
What I remember most?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't just say they were very much alike, but that one dust storm in April. I think it was yet in April. We got a dust storm, and it was so bad that we had the lamps burning, and one boy from Oklahoma, he had been visiting here, he had said he wished he could see a dust storm, and he seen that bad one. He said, "My God, it's true, but he seen one."
Excuse me.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you were in here.
That's okay. Do you remember anything called the Jackrabbit Drives?
Did you understand her question? Do you remember anything about the Jackrabbit Drives?
Oh, yeah, good you mentioned that. I didn't think about that. I never went on one, but I've heard plenty of it. They went in groups. People got together in groups and they chased the rabbits to a certain place, and they had kind of a, I don't know if it was just exactly a pen or not, but they clubbed them to death. When they all, it sounds rough, but they couldn't use guns. There were too many people. That's why they did that. It looks unmerciful, but oh, they killed a lot. They had these.
But the rabbits were real, real
see,
big.
The people were all around, mm-hmm. and they didn't. I don't think they were allowed to use guns,
mm-hmm.
and they could kill them with clubs.
Did they use them for food after they killed them, some of them?
I think they shipped them someplace, and I don't know what they did. I can't say what they did with them, but they shipped them someplace.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you remember anything about the grasshopper plague?
You know, about those grasshoppers, they come, I guess, before I was old enough to remember. But we did, one year, we had grasshoppers. I remember that they sat on the four canals so thick, they made them rough. Our father put his forks inside the shed. That helped. That they didn't sit so much on his handles. It sounds real rough, but they tried to get along the best they could. We had some years where we had more grasshoppers, and that was bad. But I don't know what year it was. I can't say.
Did you have any types of news broadcasts? Like, did you have a radio or anything like that?
No, we really didn't. But our brother, he gave us what they call a barometer, you know, to tell if it would get windy, you know, kind of to help us know what the weather would be like. And then we
barometer.
Had some other signs yet, like the cattle. They run around, and with their tails up, we knew the weather would change. That sounds amusing, but actually, they knew it, and the hogs did too. That see, they were just natural sounds kind of to tell us what would happen.
Have you watched any broadcasts about the Depression?
Could you tell me?
Have you watched any broadcast about the Depression? Have you watched TV or listened to radio about
no.
the broadcast?
We
didn't
have electricity.
No, I mean,
we didn't have anything like
have
that.
Have you listened to it?
Oh, if I have later?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After, here in Montezuma, they took me, I don't know what it when it was, but I was here in this home already. They took several of us to Montezuma to the museum, and they showed this picture of the dust storm days here right in Montezuma in the museum.
Down
yeah,
the staff
I,
museum.
It come back to me just when we seen those, and they showed one lady had her kerosene was good. And she gave her sick child that was during these dust storm days a little kerosene.
Mm-hmm. I've heard
you
of that.
You know, kerosene in our stomach don't agree. Mm-hmm. That little thing died.
Mm.
Oh, that was sad. That they all showed that on that picture.
Yeah.
How it had went with some. And my sister and her brother-in-law, Herman Yost and his wife, they had adopted little girl, infant child, during the dust storm days, and it got dust pneumonia. Then our doctor here at Montezuma, Dr. Hall, wanted them to bring that little baby and Lizzie, that she was the mother, then to that child, to Montezuma, to the hotel. He wanted to see that baby every day, but the baby died. Was about 7 months old, but it died of dust pneumonia, and others died of dust pneumonia. Yeah, oh, they They want to keep that little girl so much.
I bet.
But it is at rest.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't watched movies about the Depression on TV?
No, we didn't have anything like that because there were...
Okay. What kind of food or meals did you eat during the Depression?
Well, there was a food that our mother told us to make, us girls. I'll tell you what it was. You know, our father liked to raise two pigs, and you know, in the winter, to have our winter meat. And then we had, pork, ham. And our mother told us to get some ham and cut it in little pieces. And we browned that ham. And then we added onions for seasoning, salt and pepper as much as was needed, and we made noodles, and that was like a noodle soup dish. Yeah, it tasted pretty good. Yeah. And we often had fried potatoes. We had to make do with what we had. And we baked our own bread in those days. If we got bakery bread, once in a while Mother could buy us some bread. That was a treat to us. And one time, our mother, she lived yet, but this was also in times were bad. She bought hamburger for £2 for 25 cents. But that was before the Dust Bowl days, must be, because she didn't, she lived through the Dust Bowl days.
Is there anything else you can tell me about the Dust Bowl or anything?
Well, what shall I tell you? I'd like to. If I just could bring my thinking right. Well, we were very happy for nice days, I can tell you this. Sometimes we had some real nice days. And if we went in the country, we seen that the laundry was done. We seen clothes on the line. We had to hang our clothes out. In those days, there were no dryers. I guess we didn't know nothing about that. And I remember yet, when we wanted to do our own laundry, we rinsed the clothes before we started washing them. Because of the dust, we wanted to get that dust away that we get cleaner clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we were very happy if we had nice days. That was a pleasure to us.
Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all I need to know.
Let's see. What else can I think of? Oh, I can tell you some other stories. You know, in those days, patching was modern. They couldn't buy men's overalls. They couldn't buy them. They had our mother put on nice patches like that, and she had a way of sewing that the threads didn't show very much. She could patch real good. And if men went to uptown with patched overalls, that was all right, but they were supposed to be clean. I remember seeing people with patched overalls, but you don't see that today. That's different today. And if we got a new dress for Sunday, my sister Sophie and I, we were very happy if we got one once a year. So we didn't have a big wardrobe of clothes. And now I have clothes that is just a little bit too small for me. Oh, what else shall I tell you? Oh, we had all kinds of experiences. Even it was very hard on the animals, our livestock. It was hard for them, too. They suffered because of the dust? Think of something?
Did a lot of the livestock die?
Did
a lot of the livestock die during the Depression because of the dust?
Well, I can't just say that they did, but we didn't have enough feed, the good feed. A man in town had said to my father once, "Why don't you buy bran?" You know, know what brand was in the big sacks, and feed that to your cows. Mm-hmm. And they're only 30 cents a sack, he said. And our father did that, and that was very good for those cows for the milk too. You know, and we lived as much as possible as we could. From our garden, but we had to water a garden so much. Mm-hmm. It was very dry years, and also from milk and the butter
Did you have a well that you got your water from?
We had a windmill.
Well.
That was all. Okay. Not. There were no irrigation wells then. Yeah. They were unknown at that time.
Okay.
And that way. We tried to get along the best we could.
So, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
So. I know there would be a lot more to say, but if I just could think in the right direction.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.